Chapter 9. The next day, Ian sailed out to sea on the boat he had hired. It was a lovely, warm day, and he had a whole week of diving and 3 different ships to explore. Yesterday's events had upset him, but he was happy after a night's sleep. He often had bad dreams, but he had slept well last night. He was enjoying sailing this boat. It was bigger and better than his own, but he had enough money to hire a good boat. After a week of diving, I'll have even more money, he thought, as he sailed over the calm sea. It's a pity that Martin is not here to share the adventure and money. He was a good friend. Ian reached his destination and threw the anchor over the side of the boat. This was an easy dive. The bottom of the sea was only 20 meters below, and the wreck was small. It was a boat that sailed up and down the coast searching for the enemy. These boats were small and fast and had machine guns on the deck. It was these guns he wanted. They always sold quickly. He dropped over the side, swam down, and found the boat easily. It was lying on its side on the sand. There was a machine gun at the front and another at the back. He could remove them in 2 short dives and then return to shore. This is an easy job for the first day, he thought. I'll get back to the hotel early and have lots of time to relax. He cut through the rusty metal easily, and the machine gun dropped to the floor. As he turned to collect it, there was a noise above him. He turned and saw the boat falling on him. He tried to get out of the way, but the boat fell on top of his legs. He tried to pull free, but he couldn't move his legs at all. He tried to push the boat, but he knew it was too heavy. He looked around, but there was no one and nothing to help him. He had been stupid and too confident. There was nothing he could do now. His air was running low, and he was going to die down here. Suddenly, a figure appeared in front of him, and it swam to the boat. The diver put both hands underneath it and lifted. The boat moved upwards, and Ian pulled his legs free. He couldn't believe his luck. Where had the diver appeared from? How could he lift the boat by himself? Ian just wanted to get back to the surface. But before he got back to the surface, he swam down and picked up the machine gun. It was worth a lot of money, at least enough to pay for the boat hire. As he picked it up, a hand was put on his. The other diver didn't want him to take the gun. Ian turned to face the figure. He was looking into the face of his old friend, Martin. Ian stood completely still. He was shocked and confused. Martin smiled at him sadly. Then he pointed to the gun and shook his head from side to side. He was telling Ian not to take it. Ian looked down at the gun and then back at his friend, but the figure had disappeared. Ian climbed back on the boat with his eyes full of tears and without the gun.